Hello, hello, and happy Sunday to all my anchor heads. This is Joji of Champagne Struggles. Just going to keep it brief tonight. Having a little challenge today. Back on the straight and narrow with my vegan eating. But I did say I was going to stop using that word, so okay. My meatless eating, my non-inflammatory diet, my estrogen-free diet. Or should I say just way of life. So that's helping me to kind of just clear the air in my head because I've been going through like this emotional roller coaster, not knowing why. Maybe it's the change of season that we are coming into. Maybe it's this forward turning of the clock and losing an hour. But I had an awesome Sunday. I got to spend my day with two extraordinary gentlemen. One being my, like, love of a mentor from 1999, I want to say. This man has always been an inspiration to me. Always been a serious rock, like a real man. Like, if I ever needed that definition of what a real man is in life and who he represents or just everything that he stands for, it would be him. And I'm not going to say his name right now. I'll share that later. And the second person was my fellow protege in training with said mentor who I've known since he was 17. He is now 36 years old and he continues to blow my mind. He's an awesome photographer, just a well-rounded human being, and he has never lost that innocence that he always had, but he's just still so freaking dope. But anyway, being in their company, I had the power and the courage to actually share an incident that had happened to me back in the early 2000s when this whole Me Too movement started. I never thought I had, you know, I didn't want to like jump on the bandwagon because I'm not a bandwagoner, but I actually shared that someone had violated and like flashed me in their home after doing something like really cool, you know, like going and giving this wonderful speech at a youth conference of some kind. You know, we drove out of state and came back, and this dude proceeded to like tear me down and tell me how weak I was and how I fell in love too easily and how he would never date me and all this other stuff. And after literally tearing me down with his words, after giving this amazing speech at this place out of state in front of all these women and children or whatever, he stands in his kitchen and he flashes me his private parts. And at the time, I believe I was only, what, like 19. And back then, I was very open with certain people. Like, you know, open book. I didn't believe in lying or hiding certain things about me. So it's like, if you ask me a question, I would answer honestly. Because, like, what's the point in lying? You know, it is what it is. I am who I am. And whatever happened to me in my path of life is what happened. So I shared this with these two gentlemen because, number one, it was a safe space, and number two, this is someone who is very well known. I would say famous, but I'm not like a celebrity junkie, so I wouldn't, you know, like whatever, but he is well known. And the challenge was presented to me like, yo, you need to tell your story and you need to come out and like put him on blast. But my, like, you know, in growing up and dealing with different types of abuse, I totally, totally admire the women who have been able to come out and speak and say who their attackers were or who have violated them. And, you know, they use the public space and public forum to literally get this out. But for me, in this stage of my life, I've never actually confronted or had to confront someone who has violated me. So as much as I'm up to the challenge, I was up to sharing in that safe space. Like, I don't know how to do this with someone who everyone sees as a well-known person, somewhat even admired person, because he's on this platform of, what do you call these? Like I guess a activist slash positive influencer or whatever, you know? So I don't know. I guess I'm looking for some type of feedback as to what would you do in my situation, you know? And I know no one can really tell me what to do. Like, ultimately it's up to me, but just kind of want to know your thoughts. If you, being the quote unquote, you know, not famous person, just some random person like we all are, and you have to like really say something about this big name person that's out there, and you know, I know me sharing can help someone else and probably prevent this from happening, because what gave me a little comfort, which is kind of sick to say, is that he has been accused of violating other women, and worse than what he did to me. Like, I felt in a way kind of lucky that I got out of his apartment without even being touched. But just to think, if he did worse to other people, me being 19 and still kind of raw and fragile and really naive and not knowing if I even had that fight back in me, because there are times when you are confronted with that type of situation as a woman and you do freeze and you let things happen to you. But then there are the women who really, you know, it's that fight or flight thing that kicks in and start scratching and kicking and biting and, you know, whatever the case may be. So I can't say what I would have done, but I'm just glad that I didn't have to experience that per se, but it was still equally a violation of who I am, me being a woman, me being someone who thought this was a guy who was worthy of looking up to because of what he was doing with his career. And then he turned around and did that, and it kind of just like killed everything. So yeah, that is what's on my plate at the moment. And I love my mentor, because he actually reached out to this person, right? Like, not even an hour after I got home from spending the day with him, and was just like, yo, you know, I know that, you know, it's been brought to my attention that you did X, Y, and Z. So I feel good that he had my back in that sense, and that, you know, he didn't say any names, but it was just good to know that he stepped to this dude, and now he's like, yo, it's up to you. But, you know, he's begging and pleading for whoever you are to call him before you out him publicly, type thing. So yeah, your thoughts and comments would be greatly appreciated, because you never know what you're going to do until you're faced with the situation. So that's my happy Sunday moment. Go figure. Let's get this healing on, so to speak. Don't feel, you know, like, I don't feel bad. I'm in a loop of, what would Jesus do? Just to be silly. Anyway, have a great night and a great week, and reach out. It's Joji of Champagne Struggles. The struggle is real, y'all, but the struggle doesn't have to take you out. And look forward to hearing, pinging, whatever you guys got to do. Let me know what you think, feel, comments, you know, clapbacks, whatever they call it these days. So, yeah. Nighty night, folks. And then have a great week.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.